Let's talk about the quarterback class, guys. It's in the huddle. Subscribe, like us, tell your friends. Don't miss an episode. In the Huddle Pod, you can watch us on YouTube. We talk nothing but ball, and it's going to be a huge offseason as we get to free agency, obviously leading up to the draft and all the moves that these teams make around the league. So, guys, Jackson Dart, I thought helped himself, okay? I did not think Will Howard, as you alluded to, Jason, helped himself. And part of this is, and I'm going to make this comparison, and I want to get your thoughts, Baldy. So Shedeur Sanders, big ego, lots of confidence. I don't know what people think because his father's named Deion Sanders. So it shouldn't make any, you know, it shouldn't be an issue for anybody to say the kid didn't fall too far from the tree. But, you know, the bravado that he provides and people are like, oh, he's egomaniac and I don't know, is BS to me. But with that said, Shedeur was sacked 43 times at Colorado. No offensive line, no run game. Kid was
holding the ball too long.
Big, yes, but the kid was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. He showed you he can play. Will Howard had arguably the best wide receiver in college football, the best offensive line in college football, was sacked 13 times, and you see him just throwing behind guys, leading guys too much. And my point is, as I look at this quarterback class, yes, I do think it's Shedeur and Cam at the top. Jackson Dart helped himself. Guys, what do you think about this class, and who impressed you, if anybody, that maybe stood out that did work out at the combine?
Well, I mean, there's Jaden Daniels isn't in this draft. CJ Stroud is not in this draft. I mean, those two guys came into this league and they elevated everybody around them and they got their teams to the playoffs. I don't believe Shedeur or Cam or Daxon or anybody else in this draft can do that. Now, maybe there's a Brock Purdy out there that we're not talking about. I don't believe that either. I know I saw Brock Purdy play at Iowa State. I remember how highly recruited he was. I know the program he played in. I don't think, and I'm still going through all these guys, but you can't tell me Tyler Shough or any of these guys can do what we just witnessed and what Jaden just did. I just don't believe it. And so if you're picking number one, two, three, if you're the Giants, if you're the Jets, you need quarterbacks. If you think one of these guys, and I don't care what their last name is going to come in and elevate your program the way we just saw a moribund Houston team turn around, the way we saw a moribund Washington team turn around, I don't see it. I just don't see it. And I'm actually – I don't really understand, Shedeur. Why wouldn't you throw? It's a football. You've been doing it your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you just go out there and throw? I don't care if you've never met the receiver you're throwing to. Throw a football. Kurt Warner's down there. The whole league is watching. Like, why wouldn't you just show what you could do? I understand. I've just watched BYU game. They were awful against BYU. They dominated the offense line. Shedeur threw a couple balls to Travis Hunter that looked pretty good. Other than that, it's a waste of time watching it. Like, you can't really decipher anything from that tape, except to Jason's point, he does hold the ball too long.
He does.
So I just see you watch, go watch, you know, Miami and Syracuse play and tell me Kyle McCord in that game isn't better than Cam Ward. He is in that game, one game. It's really, really tough to decipher this class and say what guy is going to come in here and really elevate their team right now. I don't see any of these guys doing it.
Well, as we've talked about, sort of the motif to this whole thing is supply and demand, Econ 101, and a quarter of the league needs a quarterback, and we just pretty much crapped on everybody who's available out there right now, right? Like, every veteran who's out there, we've pretty much been like, yeah, he ain't going to get what he wants. He shouldn't get what he wants. He's either, you know, his Achilles is either shot or his arm shot or he never panned out. So that's that. I don't know that people are doing cartwheels and backflips over next year's quarterback class. I haven't heard that the way I heard, like, 3 years ago, I started to hear about last year's quarterback class already. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not hearing that about 2026. So where are they coming from? Like, where? Tom Brady's not coming out of retirement. He owns the Raiders now. Like, you know, so like Andrew Luck, he's done. So they're going to get drafted, and they probably will be overdrafted throughout this draft, but it's your only chance, right? You've got to be able to develop them. You've got to be able to cultivate them. And Are they going to be ready to come in game one and change your program? No.
Well, I think one of the things that we saw, and this is not about the quarterback class, but, you know, like Chuck Knoll and his belief in control the tempo and take care of the football goes a long ways. And so, you know, we're going to see more teams lean on the run game like we did this year and to take the ball out of the quarterback's hands. I mean, Jalen Hurts was the Super Bowl MVP, and rightfully so, and he literally averaged 22 passes a game.
Yeah,
you know, over the last 15 games.
Right.
Like, that is what these teams have to sort of rely on, because Jane Daniels coming out, he isn't in this draft. He's not there. C.J. Stroud is not in this draft. Like, you've got to help these guys out more so, I think, than ever before. Offensive linemen are at a premium. Running backs are going to go. It's a deep class for running backs. We'll get to it during this course of this lead up to the April 24th in Green Bay. But I believe you got to take a completely different approach than maybe what we have seen. And I think whether it's Baltimore, Philadelphia, Detroit, this is the direction this league is going to right now.
Yeah. And ironically, the team that hasn't been to a Super Bowl in 30 years desperately needs a running back, and they're picking 12. They can get one and do exactly what you're talking about if they fill the void. I mean, like, it makes total sense, Baldy.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Let me ask you guys about the best player in this draft, Travis Hunter. Mm-hmm. All week we heard how teams might use him. We've been around this our entire lives. We've never, even Deion didn't play both ways every damn play. Okay. Yeah. It's the NFL. And I don't expect Travis Hunter to do that, even though he was touting himself as being able to, you know, I'm willing to do it, blah, blah, blah. So he's going to go top five at some point. What do you guys play him as? You play him as a DB, you play him as a wide receiver. And guys, you know this. Wide receivers are making on average about, for the top guys, $32 million a year. DB is at about $22 million a year. If I'm Travis Hunter, I'm like, yo, I want to be a wide receiver because I see the daylight, right? I see the end game here. What do you do if you're the team that takes him? What do you do?
Well, I mean, real quick here, I did talk to Deion about this at the Hula Bowl this year in Orlando. And he said, the one thing you have to remember now, Baldy, is, and this is quote from Deion, is that, you know, you play at Colorado, Pat Shermer system, whatever, you know, or you're playing against a team. You're literally, there's a play being run every 18 seconds. And so from a fatigue standpoint, it's just hard to do that at the college level, play both ways. But the NFL level, where you could get 40 seconds in between, the game is played at a completely different pace. I believe you can get a whole lot more offensively out of him. I think you start him at corner. That's a premium position in this business right now. He might be the best corner in this draft. It might not even be close, to be honest with you. But you start him at corner, and then, you know, you got your third down packages, you got your red zone, you got your two-minute drill, you got all these other things that you could put him on the field, you know, in your offense, and you can match him up. You can say, okay, this is my – we need a two-minute drill. We got to get some plays. I think you can work your offense in with him because he is a dynamic player on offense. But I think looking at it right now, he's my starting corner, and he's my playmaker on offense, and we're going to work him into the offense.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's obviously at a whole nother level than – like, I'm thinking back to Troy Brown and how Bill Belichick – used yep. Troy Brown and converted him offense, right, to defense and used him defensively in certain packages. I think you probably do the inverse with this kid. He's obviously, you never take him off the field on defense and you start to bleed him in on offense in certain packages when you want to go four wide, certain sprint, whatever, certain matchups you're fighting for. But there's obviously a unique value in what he can bring to you. And there is a lot, to Baldy's point, there's a lot of standing around in the NFL. And who knows that when they add more games, they might make the commercial breaks even longer. Like, so
yeah,
like you're only this young once. I'll be fascinated to see whose hands he falls into, how enterprising that coach is, how comfortable that coach is in his own skin, how accomplished his staff is, how much his staff gets along. You know, sometimes guys don't want to share guys, and I get him in my room. I don't want to let him out of my room to go into your room for that. Like, so how established is the staff? What's the working relationships like? But this is a special
The good thing about the good problem with Travis, and it's, I've gotten this from Warren Sapp. I've gotten this from a lot of guys at Colorado. This guy loves football.
Yes,
he loves it. And so from that standpoint, you're going to get, I think, a deep commitment. I think he wants to show you that he might be the first, you know, going back to maybe Charles Woodson, like this guy can really go both ways. And I think he might want to be that pioneer where, you know, Deion got, okay, he got the return game, you know, he got the defense. He offensively helped out a little bit, but I think this guy has a chance to be a true pioneer of what football can be, going back to, you know, Concrete Charlie maybe, but like this guy has a chance to really, really define what two-way position looks like, and he's got the right mindset to do it.
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, there you go. Nice job, Jason.
If he's that, then he's very special. If he's that in the NFL, then he's very special. I'll say this, Baldy, to your point. Kid's from here. He's from Atlanta, the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
Loves two things, football and fishing. He's not going to be in the streets. He's not going to be hanging out. He's not going to be doing dumb shit. I'm just telling you, that's what the kid loves. Whoever gets him is getting that guy that's totally committed to football. And all this other stuff, this peripheral, all this stuff around him, he really doesn't even care about. Like, you know, even the NIL stuff, he wasn't even like, okay, it's cool. But, like, that's not what he cares about. And I think you know this. Those guys, the Brock Bowers of the world that just – I'm right here.
Yeah.
They come in and they make a difference, man. And I think that's what Travis Hunter is going to do.